Prof, how are you this afternoon?
Very well, thank you, Simon. How are you?
I am very good as well, Prof. Prof, I think this afternoon you are going to talk about a subject that is going to be so significant and so important to so many people who are listening this afternoon, and it's the issue about the reopening of shuls, synagogues.
Thanks, Simon. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to actually talk about it, because as you say, it has been quite a kind of debated issue. So let me get right to it. I think the whole thing really started on the 28th of May when the government announced that that they were lifting the restrictions on religious services. Now, I think for many of us in the scientific community, and there have been a number of kind of publications, and also in the religious community, the Muslim Judicial Council, the Zion Christian Church, the Jesuit Institute, I think we're really puzzled by this, because on the one hand, the move to lockdown 3 says no social gatherings, no visits and so on. But on the other hand, you can have religious services up to 50 people. So the logic of it is a little bit kind of difficult to comprehend. And there have been a number of kind of, you know, protest, registered publications. I'll just mention one of them from the College of Public Health. The College of Medicine is the body that actually registered medical specialists, and it's got various divisions. One of them is the College of Public Health Medicine. And they came out with a release saying reopening places of worship is a serious public health concern. It's about a 4-page document, and they kind of list all the outbreaks which have been tied up to various religious institutes, mainly Christian religious institutes. Amongst them, of course, is the one, so the well-known, the South Korean one, where the whole epidemic in South Korea was kicked off by a lady coming from China to church service and then introducing it into South Korea. And there are many other examples as well. Now, how does that really kind of then segue into the Jewish aspect? Well, I think we all know, and I think it's very well known, that the Jews in the Jewish population in Europe and in New York, particularly in the United Kingdom, have been more than affected out of proportion to their population. Mm-hmm. Now, why this is so, of course, is a subject of very complicated epidemiological investigation. There's no absolute proof that this is shuls. But however, we do know with other houses of worship, and particularly Jewish houses of worship, that there is a lot of hyper-socialization. As the chief rabbi of the United Kingdom said, Chief Rabbi Mervis, shuls are virus hubs because of hyper-socialization. Now, what has been talked about is, they're going to put very strict draconian measures, infection control measures to kind of limit infection, to minimize infection. The only problem is that, pikuach nefesh, saving life, as in the chief rabbi's missive to the community, he said that sanctity of life comes before all other considerations. And he quotes from the Talmud, to save one life is to save an entire world. Well, I think because of that, because it's such a holy duty to save as much life as possible, we are going to pivot the risk of an infection which overseas has ravaged the Jewish community, on the ability to consistently, permanently, rigorously carry out these until the epidemic comes down. And then, of course, there's a real risk. It's a major risk. And I think internationally, overseas, shuls have been closed while the epidemic is raging. And we in South Africa are at the beginning of the epidemic. It's rapidly expanding. The worst is still to come. To me, it's illogical. To me, it's kind of dangerous, highly dangerous, dangerous to life at this stage. No matter what the risk is, and what can try and quantify the risk is very difficult to actually put a number on it. But clearly, from all the information, there is a risk. There's a risk to life. There's a risk of an epidemic, particularly in the shul situation. That's really one of the super, we talked about the super spreading events yesterday. This is a super spreading event. It lends itself to the virus being transmitted readily.
And all credit to the community leaders, Prof, because clearly they're listening to you and other experts like yourself, because they seem to be going along with that kind of a recommendation. Nobody's saying go back tomorrow.
I wish they were. The problem is that, it's to get the knowledge out there so people can make it we can understand why this recommendation has been made, what the basis for it, because this is really, it's a public health problem. It's not a rabbinical problem. It's a public health problem, and public health expertise needs to advise on it to make those decisions.
Prof, it is 4:30. We're going to leave it there. As always, thank you. Shabbat shalom. And we're back on air on Monday, you and me.
Great. Thank you. Thanks very much. Making follow up on this.
Absolutely.